Hello.
Hi, Rachel, this is Courtney.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Thanks.
I'm just following up with you. Are you home from the store now?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I wanted to give you enough time so you could get situated.
Yes.
Okay, so this is a direct line to my desk, this 949 phone number that you can reach me at if you have any questions moving forward or if we are disconnected.
Okay.
So let me go ahead and pull up your file. Make sure we have everything right. Okay. So you did want to see if you meet the requirements to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit, correct?
Yeah, that's
Okay.
correct.
Okay. So I'm just going to ask you a couple questions, yes or no, and then we'll go from there. You did not have an attorney at this time, correct?
No, I do not.
Okay. So you are willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't signed any documents with any other law firm, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And you are filing for yourself.
Yes.
You are a citizen and resident of the United States.
Yes, I am.
Okay. And what was your injury after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
It was the meningioma. I can never pronounce it.
That was good enough. Good enough pronunciation for me. It is a
I
tongue twister.
try.
Thank you for confirming that. And then where was it located in your body?
In my head.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Okay, sorry, I just had to double check something really quick. Okay, and then Mrs. Smith, what was your date of diagnosis?
I was diagnosed back in, you need the exact date.
To the best of your knowledge, yeah. If you have,
Okay.
oops.
I believe it was May 15th of 2022.
2022, okay. When you speak with the attorneys too, if anything changes and they pull medical records, if you have to update anything, you can always do that as when you talk to them. This is
Okay,
basically
good.
just, yeah, this is an outline. They want to make sure they have, to the best of your knowledge, the same answers when they pull the medical records, okay?
Okay.
And then what is your date of birth?
12/26/80.
Okay. Okay, and then did you know anyone else that was injured by Depo-Provera that needed help filing a claim?
No, I don't. I don't. I'm such a hermit.
It's okay. If you ever come across anyone, you can always give them our information or my direct line phone number, and we'd like to go ahead and help them assist them filing a claim. Okay, did you receive the Depo-Provera pill or did you do the Depo-Provera shot?
Shot.
Okay. And then did you consume the name brand injectable Depo-Provera?
You said the main brand. Oh, the
Yes.
name. Sorry, I'm so slow today.
It's
Yes, it
okay.
was the name. It was the
Okay. And
name
then which injectable did you use? Was it, you said Depo-Provera, Depo sub-Q Provera, or was it the generic?
It was the Depo-Provera. It was not the generic.
Okay. I know I have to ask you like three times. Okay, so
Okay.
then you can confirm that you only used Depo-Provera and you never switched to the generic version for a
Correct.
minimum of years. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. And then how many years did you use Depo-Provera for?
I was on it for, I believe it was about 2 years.
2 years? Okay.
Yeah.
So you can confirm that you at least had four injections prior to your diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then you did use Depo-Provera between January of 1992 to present date, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know approximately when you started using Depo and when you stopped using it?
I know it was in, when was it? I believe it was 2015, like around February of 2015. And then I stopped taking it in, it was like February or March of 2017.
2017. Okay. So to the best of your knowledge, would you say like you started using it February 1st of 2015 or the middle of the month, end of the month?
That I don't remember. Can we just put the first for now?
Okay. So February 1st, 2015 is when you approximately started using it, and then you stopped using it. Which month would you say in 2017?
Month and date. I'm pretty sure it was March, and then if we can just put the first for now, because that would show on medical records, right?
Yeah, and it's to the best of your knowledge, as long as they know that it was within those 2 years.
Okay.
Again, yeah. Okay, and then let me go ahead and do this really quick. Hold on 1 second. We just redid the intake, so it's different. So yeah, I apologize. Hold on 1 second.
No, you're fine.
Okay, can you go ahead and confirm your gender?
Female.
And then what is your marital status? Are you married, single, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
Okay. And then the correct spelling of your name I have is R-A-C-H-E-L-L-E?
Yes.
Okay. And then it's you said Rachel, right?
Yeah, it's pronounced okay. Rachel.
Okay. And then Smith, S-M-I-T-H?
Yep.
Okay. Do you have a suffix in your name, ma'am?
No.
Okay. And then I have your primary email as travel.rachellee@gmail.com?
Yep.
Okay. And then I have the 702-401-6293 as your primary phone number, your cell phone, correct?
Yes.
Which time of day do you prefer the attorneys to call you, morning, evening, or afternoon?
Morning.
Okay. And then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
552-657-440.
Okay. I have 552-657-440.
Yes.
And then what is your current mailing address?
5801 West Washington Avenue. And then it's apartment D as in David,
thank
Las
you
Vegas.
For,
oh. Sorry.
Yeah, thank you for confirming that.
Oh, you're welcome. Las Vegas, Nevada, 89107.
Perfect. Okay. 5801 West Washington Avenue, apartment D, Las Vegas, Clark County, Nevada, 89107.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Was the Depo-Provera administrated by a doctor, medical staff, or were you doing it yourself?
It was done by doctor.
Okay.
Well, medical staff.
Okay. And then how many times was the injured party injected by the product? So if you confirmed 4 injections prior per year, you probably had 8 injections total?
Yeah.
Okay. And then do you know the name of the medical staff or member that was administrating it? Like, do you know the doctor's name that you were getting it from? Or the facility? Or the facility, if you don't know the doctor's name.
Let me think. I believe it was Dr. Robert Balsiger. He had a weird last name.
Do you know how to spell it or no?
B-A-L, I believe it's S-I-G-E-R.
Okay, let me look. Is she located in Las Vegas? Or are they?
Yeah, him. Yeah,
him.
Robert.
Okay. Yeah, I found him.
Okay,
so that's your neurologist.
Okay.
Bowelsiger, is that he's in Clark County? Dr. Robert Bowelsiger? I found him.
Yeah.
I'm talking about I need that doctor's name anyway, so that's actually perfect that you knew them. But who were you getting the shots from? Like, were you going to, like, a women's facility, like an OBGYN? Did you do a Planned Parenthood?
I believe it was a Planned Parenthood. I don't remember exactly. I remember seeing Bowelsiger, and then I had also seen Dr. Christopher Milford. I don't know if maybe that was the right one.
It's okay. I'll look really quick.
Okay. Sorry, I've just had a really rough couple of
years.
No,
you're fine. You don't have to. You do not have to explain at all. Don't even worry. That's what I'm here for. I can find all of them. Okay. So did you go to a Planned Parenthood in Las Vegas? Do you remember? Okay. Let's see. Most women, like, I'm around the same age as you, so most women did that. Like, that was all that there was.
Yeah.
In Las Vegas. Okay. So there's one on Flamingo Road, Charleston Boulevard. Did you go to either one of those?
I believe I've been to both of them, honestly, because I've been all over town.
Which one seems more familiar, the one on Charleston Boulevard or Flamingo Drive?
Charleston, probably. I've probably been there more.
Okay. Yeah, and usually if it's the same one, they'll have your information within the facility. So that's fine, as long as we just have that information. As long as we just have the facility, there's lots of doctors that work there, so it's fine.
Okay.
Just give me one second. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Okay. And then, and that's who you were getting. Okay. So, name of facility. Okay. I'll put both addresses just so that they have it. And that's who was prescribing you the medication, correct? And that's where you're getting your injections at?
As far as I remember, yes, because I've gone there for different things, so.
Yeah. Do you know if they used a pharmacy or was it provided within-house?
That I don't know.
Okay, so it's probably Planned Parenthood. Did you ever have to go to a pharmacy to pick up the medication and take it to them? Usually Planned Parenthood has it within house.
Yeah, I don't think I ever had to go to a pharmacy.
Yeah, it's usually within the facility. Okay.
Actually, I think I did go to a Walgreens pharmacy on Decatur, if I remember correctly.
Okay. I'll go ahead and put that pharmacy. Decatur, and that's in Las Vegas?
It is. And I remember it being close to the house that I'm at now, so it might be
Where
in
Los?
Same zip code.
What's the zip code?
89107.
89107.
Yeah.
You said
we
on,
have,
oh, Decatur?
Yeah, Decatur.
Decatur, okay. Okay, I got it. Perfect. Thank you for confirming that. And then, let's see. Did you, when you, okay. Okay, so we have the administrative facility, and then your prescribing doctor was the same Planned Parenthood, same location on Charleston Boulevard, Walgreens Pharmacy, the pharmacy. What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma? Did they use like a CAT scan, MRI, both?
They did an MRI, and I know the MRI is the imaging, right? Mm-hmm. So yeah, we did the MRI and I know they did something else
similar to an MRI.
Yeah.
It would have been a CAT scan.
Yeah, I think it was a CAT, a CT scan is the same as a CAT
yes.
scan.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And then, Robert Ballesinger, the neurologist, he was the diagnosing doctor that for the meningioma tumor?
I believe he was.
Okay, because he's a neurologist, so that would make more sense.
Okay, yeah, probably.
Yeah, so it's okay. Where did you see him at? Was it Las Vegas Neurology Center, or did you see him at a hospital, like Henderson Hospital or something?
It was at a hospital, but it was the one downtown close to UMC. I think it was Valley Hospital.
Valley Hospital? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Valley Hospital Medical Center. All right. And then... this information. We're almost done. Hold on. Let me see. And then he's a neurologist. So sorry you had to go through all that. So that's so much. Did you ever have any prior cancer diagnoses?
No.
Okay. And then did you receive radiation treatment prior to your meningioma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. What type of treatment did you receive for the meningioma? Did you undergo radiation, chemo, surgery?
Yeah, I did radiation and then surgery to remove the meningioma.
Okay. Yeah. Removal of the tumor?
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you have to do chemo and chemo radiation and and like pain management or target therapy?
I didn't want to do the pain management, but we did do the radiation.
Okay. Strong woman.
I've been through a lot.
You are a very strong person. Okay. Radiation. And then the treating doctor, was it Robert Ballesinger as well, or was it the other Christopher Milford?
I remember seeing both of them. But I get it confused on who diagnosed and who treated, to be honest.
Was Christopher Milford, was he the one that did the, is he the surgeon? Because he might be the surgeon that did the removal.
Yeah.
Let me look him up to see if he might be a neurologist surgeon.
Oh, yeah.
So he's at Flamingo Road, Las Vegas. I can put him as, I mean, I could put him as the treating doctor if you're not sure.
Okay.
Or I can just leave it. I mean, or I can put Robert as both. And then I'm still going to add Christopher, but I'm just going to put him under other doctors' names. It's completely,
okay.
Well, whatever you prefer.
Yeah. If you can just put him as other doctor, because it's so hard to remember all of this.
Okay. Okay, and then okay. Does your family have a history of meningioma?
No. No cancer at all.
Okay. And then you were treated at Valley Hospital though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so you were diagnosed and treated there, so that's perfect. All right, and then were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
No, I was just hospitalized for the
surgery
treatment. Yeah.
So just surgery only.
Yeah.
Okay. Was there any other medical notes that you want me to put in there?
No, I'm surprised I remembered all of this.
Do you have a medical record showing a meningioma diagnosis, or could you obtain them if needed?
I can obtain them for sure.
Okay. And you could provide them either electronically or in the mail if needed?
Yes. Yes.
Do you have access to a MyChart login?
I don't. I'm really bad about that.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. Ms. Smith, it's just to make sure that we can continue the case for you and your loved ones. Did you have somebody that you could put? Either that listens to you or it doesn't?
It can be my boyfriend, Jose Baeza.
Okay, how do you spell his last name?
B-A-E-Z-A.
Okay, and then what's his phone number?
702-904-1664.
Okay, perfect. And you said Jose, and then it's B-A-E-Z-A?
Yep.
And then that is your boyfriend. All right. And okay. All right. Hold on 1 second. Okay, so what's going to happen now is the system's going to generate some documents for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me. So just take a second. And then, but before I send the documents over, I'm just going to review everything really quick. Ms. Smith, I just want to review that you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with the meningioma tumor after taking Depo-Provera for a minimum of a year, and you are a citizen and resident of the United States. And your Depo-Provera, your meningioma tumor was located in your brain. Your date of diagnosis was 5/15/2022, correct?
Yes.
Your date of birth is 12/26/1980?
Yes.
Okay. And then you confirm the shot. You use it for a minimum of 2 years. I have your first name is Rachel Smith. Okay.
Yes.
552-657-440 is your social. Okay, everything looks correct here. Okay, so we have administrated Planned Parenthood Las Vegas. Dr. Robert Ballesinger is your diagnosing doctor, neurologist, and then Dr. Christopher Milford. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So the system's generating the documents. Have you ever used a DocuSign before?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So just give it 1 second. takes forever. Sorry, it's coming. I'm going to send you a text message because that's the easiest way for you to review and sign it.
Okay.
Hold on one second. What am I missing here?
How did it break,
oh.
Jake?
Oh, my electrical
thing.
Yeah, every time you turn it on, like 5 seconds, it goes.
Oh, that's not good. It's sparking. Great. Gotta love it.
Okay, so the DocuSign agreement will come via text, which is the easiest way to sign it. What you're going to want to do basically is just follow the prompt, adopt and sign a signature, and then tap the fields where it's asking you to sign, and then let me know once you've pressed finish. Also, Ms. Smith, as you're going through it, just make sure everything looks correct as you're signing it, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Start. Fine. Sure. Washington Avenue. Rachel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything looks right. Your name, your spelling of your name, your social, your address.
Yeah.
I just don't want you to have to re-sign the document if something happens. So that's why you always double check.
Got it. Okay. It says the agreement has been signed successfully.
Okay, perfect. So now that that's finished, you can download it directly, but it does send you a PDF file, no matter what, to your email for your records.
Okay.
And then I went ahead and sent you my direct phone number, which is the line you're talking to me on now.
Okay.
And then just before we wrap up, I just want to emphasize, you know, how important you are in this whole process. This is your case. We can only help you if you are responsible or if you're responsive when the attorneys reach out to you.
Okay.
They will be calling you from a I lost the phone number. I'm going to send you the phone number. I'm going to send you their contact number and phone number right now. Hold on.
Okay.
And so, yeah, you want to just make sure when they reach out to you that you do respond in a timely manner. If any time that you can't get a hold of them or if you have any questions regarding the case, feel free to reach out to me. And
okay.
Then just, again, remember it's a legal contract between you and the firm. And it's really important you don't discuss the matter with anyone else as they may represent you. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm going to get their information and send it over now. Do you have any other questions for me while you have me up on the phone?
I don't believe so.
Yeah. If anything comes up, feel free to, you know, call or text this phone number at any time. Okay?
Okay. Perfect.
Okay, I was really pleased talking to you today. Ms. Smith, I wish you the best of luck, and I hope you get the compensation that you deserve, and I'm sorry that you had to go through everything that you went through.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, so the next message I sent you, that phone number will be the law firm number, and just make sure you save that number as well.
Okay, will do.
Okay, take care.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.